Time now on our pregame show to visit with head coach Tom Cerutori. Back-to-back games, Tom, without a goal. Even with last Friday, you're still averaging two a game. How can you convert chances into more goals?
I just think, again, it's just sometimes it just takes time, and it's hard to put a finger on it. I mean, we're getting chances, and that's all you can ask the guys to do, and we're actually getting grade-A scoring chances. Eventually, again, you're going to get some goals. Now, we got to get to three, and you and I talk about that all the time, and you know, the eight was just kind of an aberration, you know, last Friday. But no, I mean, obviously, again, when you sit there and you look at the grade A scoring chances you've had the last two weekends, or the last two games, excuse me, you take a look at the good looks that we've had on the power play. We had six shots in the power play last night. I think we had 12 shots in the power play on last Saturday. So, again, at the end of the day, we are getting looks. We're getting chances. I mean, we had a couple near misses last Saturday, and of course, a couple near misses last night. So, it's just sit there. Are the guys pressing a little bit? I don't know if they are. It's always an easy thing to do is always make those analogies like they are. But the bottom line is we're doing a lot of good things well. And in Schultze, at the end of the day, and I've never made an excuse in my life, we have 12 forwards who are either freshmen or in their second year, of playing. And because I look at Adam Brady and Aaron Miller might be juniors, but they've only played 2 years. Like, this is a tough – this college hockey, it's tough to score. And we're young up front. And so we got to give those guys a little – time. It's not easy.
Considering St. Cloud's offensive firepower, can you play much better defensively than what you guys did last night?
No. I mean, we we defended quick. We forechecked hard. Took a lot of space away from on the forecheck, created scoring chances. We reloaded well and got above the puck. No, we just didn't give them a lot of time and space. And, you know, we're trying to obviously – that's the way we play. We play with a lot of pressure, and I thought our pressure was really good last night.
As good as their power play is, taking three in the first period had to concern you, didn't it?
Well, it really only took two. The other one was a four-on-four. But, no, absolutely, because you sit there and say you're taking two a period, that's six. You're not going to survive too long doing that. But, again, things settled in.
I was asked last night by a fan via email if knowing who you guys were playing this week and next, if 1-3 would be okay. And I said, I don't know, it's still so darn early. This early, do you care as much about results as you do about how you're playing?
I think it's both ways, Schultze. I mean, obviously, again, how can you be disappointed in last night's effort? How can you be disappointed in last Saturday's effort? I mean, you got to just sit there and tell your guys, hey, you know, you're proud of the way they're playing. Keep going. You know, the tide's going to go your way. And that's kind of how I look at things. I mean, you're not disappointed in your play whatsoever. So, no, I mean, I don't want to look ahead either, though, Schultze. It's sitting there. I don't want to sit there and say 1-3 or 2-2 or 3-1, whatever it's going to be. Because, you know, the bottom line is we want points every weekend. How you get those points, who knows. But that's the first thing is you want points every weekend.
St. Cloud State doesn't think there's a bad shot. And yet you guys out-attempted them by 20 last night. What other stats kind of jumped off the page for you last night?
No, that's probably the one, Schultze. I mean, how many times are they a minus 20 on the shot attempt department? And how many times do they get A, out shot, but B, out-attempted like that? But who knows? Let's just see if we can back that up tonight, Schultze, and hopefully score a couple goals.
More with Coach Cerutori. When we return, our pregame show continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. And Pichotal out with an upper body injury. First off, how's he doing?
We have to get an MRI, and then we'll find out. I don't know. I don't know if it's good. He's had shoulder issues over the course of the last year, and you know, it hasn't bothered him really playing hockey, but it's affected his range of motion and what he can do in the weight room. And then obviously we had an incident last Saturday, so hopefully again it's not going to be as, you know, it's not going to be as bad as we think it is, or the trainer thinks it is, but it's not good right now.
Well, touched on this briefly in part one, but with him out of the lineup, a young lineup gets even younger yet. Is the snowball starting to roll down the hill there?
Absolutely. I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, he was one of our three. Him and Jay Dickman and Mike Soucier we have three juniors and seniors. And obviously with him out, it makes a forward lineup a little younger. But, again, that's just the way it is.
The waved-off goal is what it is. no change in it? Having said that, how many times have you rewatched it?
Oh, I probably watched it 5 times, but now I got to let it go. Because again, it's just such a fine line in those little, those non-calls, whatever you want to call them, at that particular time of the game are obviously, again, it's a game changer. And I guess Schulze, what goes around comes around. We gotta call our way in Northern Michigan. So I guess it's I try to reason with myself that way. Whether that makes any sense or not, I don't know.
Zach Driscoll transferred out of St. Cloud, went back to juniors. So much has been made about it this week. But the one question that I did have about it is, if a guy does play college hockey and elects to go back to juniors, are there any rules changes as far as how you can recruit a player like that?
Nope, they're a free agent. Right when they go back, and start playing juniors, they're a free agent. And what Zach did is you have to get your AA degree. So it's called a 4-2-4 transfer. He was at a 4-year school, St. Cloud State. He went to Omaha, and he went to the community college here in Omaha. Got his AA degree. That makes him instantly eligible.
Zach's going to start tonight. The longer this rotation goes, I think the more everyone's expecting it to continue. Guys have to buy into that rotation too, though, don't they?
I think you buy into a rotation when you see that everybody's playing well, or both goaltenders are playing well. I think it's easy to buy into it. The coaches buy into it, the players buy into it, the fans buy into it, and the goalies buy into it. So, and and everybody's a happy camper. And there's something to say about that too, Schulze. It's good for morale. And again, if one guy obviously overtakes the other, that's just the way it is.
One of the most famous goalie rotations, I think, in Beaver history had to be back in the undefeated season with Galen Nagel. Oddly enough, he's the focus of one of our Bucky's legends tonight with Bob Fitzgerald, but it can work, can it?
Oh, absolutely. There's been a lot of goalie rotations. It's not like I've had a lot of goalie rotations over the years, because I haven't. The one year we went pretty, I'm not going to say it was every other game, but Matt Kleiman and Lane Sedeby one year was a goaltender rotation. And there might even be, we had a little bit for a while there with, Walsh and Bitts. We haven't probably had a lot over the years, and just because somebody's obviously,
number one.
Yeah, exactly. Or are they taking the ball and they've made themselves number one? But again, I don't want to sit there and get too far ahead in this situation either. But right now, it's working out.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.